Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's National Coffee Day today, and I'm going to tell you where you can get a free cup of coffee. But I'm going to make you listen to the whole podcast before I tell you. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, because I'm not going to go right into the coffee thing, it's VFW Day, which is the Veterans of Foreign Wars. You can learn more about that at vfw.org. It is also World School Milk Day today. So teachers, if you want to celebrate this with your kids today, don't worry. General Mills put together some resources on their website. Of course, it's all sponsored by cereal. Yeah, so they made it not just Milk Day. They basically added the word cereal in there. So you can hashtag CerealMilk21. They got a bunch of tools for you on there. They've got team cereal milk activities and posters. They've got promotional material and fun activity sheets. They also have a TikTok dance duet video and Snapchat filter on the General Mills website for you. Because when you think TikTok, you think of a 93-year-old brand, right? Yeah, anyway, General Mills, they're trying to help us out. I guess I should be thanking them instead of making fun of them. Okay, it is also World Heart Day today. Harness the power of digital health to improve awareness, prevention, and management of CVD. You know, coronary vascular disease. Yeah, it's not good. Get some exercise today. There you go. There's how I'll tell you. But if you want more on that, American Heart Association, heart.org is a fantastic resource for heart and stroke prevention ideas and things that you can do to help your heart health. Yeah, it's very important. And actually, the reason why I brought up that first little statement there was digital health, improving awareness. Yes, that is what they are trying to do. Amazon just came out with something just yesterday, another little fitness band for you to get. I've got the Apple Watch, tells me, you know, how many, what my resting heart rate is and how many beats per minute, all that stuff. I think it's great to know that information and then actually say, oh, well, maybe I should do something about this. So definitely raise some awareness there. Go to heart.org and check that out. It is National Women's Health and Fitness Day as well. And, you know, when you think about healthy, yeah, I just said go out and exercise, right? Go out and run. But here's the thing. There's activity that we can do, but there's also non-activity. Yeah, it turns out that sleep is huge for health. And it turns out that about a third of us are sleep deprived. Poor sleep habits can lead to obesity, that heart disease that we just talked about, diabetes, and it shortens your life expectancy. So not only should you be worrying about your heart, but now you should also be sleeping as well. So I just gave you anxiety, so you can't. But if you can't sleep, well, maybe you should have some coffee. How's that for a segue? Look at that. I did pretty darn good with that one. I'm proud of that. Okay, it's National Coffee Day today. On Friday, it's International Coffee Day. So what you have to do is you have to drink enough coffee today to make it last all the way till Friday. Yeah, but all the deals are out today. In fact, Starbucks, yes, that is where you can go. If you bring your own cup, it's got to be clean. Bring your own cup. They will fill it up with coffee for you at no cost today. So that is going on today at Starbucks. So be sure to check that out. Now, coffee goes back to 800 AD. And Brazil grows the most amount of coffee, but they don't drink the most amount of coffee. That goes to the Netherlands. Yeah, they drink the most coffee over there, so they're not sleeping very much over there, I guess. And you can overdose on coffee, so be careful. You can actually drink too much. But here's the thing. It's about 30 cups. 30 cups of coffee will actually cause some issues for you. That's about the point where you overdose. It doesn't say on the research there how big those cups are. So I guess have really big cups of coffee and only have 29 of them and you'll be perfectly fine. You know, when I talk about coffee, though, I think and I go back to Juan Valdez. Remember Juan Valdez, like from basically the 80s? He was big. Actually, I believe they actually started, got it right here. 1958 is when Juan Valdez actually started being like the spokesperson for coffee, right? Well, it's a fictional character. Juan Valdez is not a real person, but you're thinking, wait, I remember somebody playing it. Oh, yeah, that was an actor. Cuban actor Jose Duval was basically Juan Valdez for years, basically until about 1969, but they continued to use his photos after that. He died in 1993, so that's why we don't see many photos of him anymore. But there you go. Juan Valdez, not a real person, but played by a real person. And there you go. Okay, let's take a look at our events for today. We'll start in 1977, and I am going to talk about Star Wars for this one. Yeah, kind of Star Wars. Well, okay, I'm going to start by talking about a song that hit number one, and it was the disco version of the Star Wars theme and the Cantina Band segment from the original Star Wars. It officially hit number one on October 1st, but today was the day that was announced, back in 1977, and it held that top spot for about 2 weeks. So basically, Mako took the John Williams instrumentals from Star Wars, and they made this disco song that, you know, as I said, became number one. Of course, you know, the science fiction movie was loved by adults, and those adults loved disco at the time still. At some point there, they all hated it and they wanted to burn the records and do all that crazy stuff. But no, they loved it at this time. They loved the movie. It was the perfect combination. So it makes sense that this would go to number one. Can you imagine at like those clubs in New York, them dancing all of a sudden, like you got Cher on the dance floor and there you go, dancing to the Star Wars theme song. With a little beat behind it. But yeah, that was going on back in the 70s. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, not only adults love Star Wars, of course, the kids loved Star Wars as well. So it took them not very long to get this disco song out, but it took them a lot longer to get the toys actually put together and out. Now, Kenner was the company that was making all the toys, and they couldn't make them fast enough. They couldn't get them ready. So the first year, they sold these early bird certificate coupons, which was basically an empty box with a coupon. And so after buying this certificate, the next year, you'd get the action figures of Luke, Leia, R2-D2, and Chewbacca. Yeah, you had to wait a year for those, but Mako could make a disco song out of the Star Wars theme in less than a year. So I guess disco back then was much better at manufacturing. Maybe you should have had like ABBA or Mako working for Kenner and we would have got the toys on time. At least the toys were cool, right? I loved the toys once they did come out. I remember playing with my Luke Skywalker all the time. I didn't get this whole early bird thing. I got it much later. But anyway, I loved the toys back then. Now, the toys, I've got to talk about those now. Yeah. Okay. The sequels had toys come out as well. And you know that they got much better at producing these things, right? Like toys come out months before the movies come out. Well, they made this Jar Jar Binks lollipop for one of the sequels. And the odd part about it is how it works. So you push a button and Jar Jar's mouth would open and his tongue would come out. And the tongue was the candy. So you're sitting there basically French kissing Jar Jar Binks in order to have the candy. really odd, right? This is an odd week for licking stuff. The story yesterday, now I've got this one. Oh, and also, by the way, the 90s sequels also had their very own toilet paper. Can you believe it? Toilet paper for episode 3. I guess that's for those of us that didn't like the sequels. We could show them what we thought of it. All right. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Jerry Lee Lewis was born on this day in 1935. It's also the birthday of Andrew Dice Clay, who turns 64 today. Zachary Levi is 41. Kevin Durant is 33. And Halsey is 24. That's your look at September 29th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.